Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, April 22nd, and happy birthday to actress Amber Heard, who is 35 years old today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Johnson & Alday Attorneys at Law. A Marietta man has been charged with shooting and killing a woman in a domestic incident. Governor Kemp blasted the boycott of Home Depot over changes to the Georgia election law. Girl Scout cookie sales are down. Smyrna hired a new police chief. And the Austell canine officer is out of surgery and stable after being shot. Plus, community reporter J.P. Edwards is our man on the street, and he's talking movies.
Iris, the Oscars are this weekend. I want to know your favorite movie quote.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are these words that you live by?
Yes.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
A Marietta man was arrested and charged with felony murder and aggravated assault after he shot and killed a woman at his home on Monday night. 62-year-old Willie Thompson is accused of killing 50-year-old Felicia Sullivan of Marietta. According to police, the two were in a long-term relationship. Marietta PD received a domestic violence call at about 7 p.m. Monday. The caller reported a woman was shot and the suspect was intoxicated and still inside. Officers arrived and took Thompson into custody without incident. Ms. Sullivan was pronounced dead at the scene. She was shot in the chest and face with a 9mm pistol during an argument. Mr. Thompson was booked into the Cobb County Jail, where he is being held without bond. Governor Brian Kemp defended Atlanta-based The Home Depot, Inc. after a group of Black Georgia faith leaders called for a nationwide boycott of the company over its position on the state's controversial election law. Home Depot released a statement after the governor signed Senate Bill 202 late last month that, quote, all elections should be fair, accessible, and secure. But the bill's opponents criticized the statement as not strong enough, particularly when other Atlanta-based companies, including Delta Airlines and Coca-Cola Company, have forcefully condemned the legislation.
We have to stand up and continue to fight this, to tell people the truth about Senate Bill 202. It makes it easy to vote and hard to cheat in Georgia. And I'll put that record up against anybody in the country.
What makes Girl Scout cookies so popular? The uniquely delicious taste, of course.
Standing amid some 200,000 boxes of Tagalongs, Samoas, and trefoils, Amy Dosick, CEO of the Cobb-based Girl Scouts of Greater Atlanta, said her team of girls would have no trouble moving this many cookies in a two-week span. But things have changed during the pandemic. Girl Scouts cookie season, which typically runs from January through March, funds the organization's bevy of programs in entrepreneurship, life skills, outdoor adventure, and STEM fields. But cookie sales have plummeted due to the pandemic, jeopardizing some of those programs. The organization has extended its cookie season through the end of the month, and with a total of more than 700,000 remaining boxes spread across warehouses in Metro Atlanta, is calling on corporations and regular people to buy.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
You deserve better than your bank.
Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. The Smyrna City Council hired Keith Zagonk as the new police chief, succeeding City Administrator Joe Bennett. Chief Zagonk retired from his post at the Sandy Springs Police Department on Friday. He began his career in the Smyrna Police Department in 1991 and rose through the ranks, leaving in 2006 as a captain to help establish a department in Georgia's newest city at the time, Sandy Springs. He's a graduate of the University of Georgia and the Federal Bureau of Investigation National Academy and lives in unincorporated Cobb County. Chief Zagonk will take over a department with a roughly $12 million budget and about 140 employees, in which 98 of them sworn. A man fled a police checkpoint in Douglasville on Sunday, leading to a police chase that resulted in the shooting and injuring of an Austell Police canine dog and the death of the suspect. The dog, named Jerry Lee, was transported to a veterinarian where he had surgery and is now in stable condition. Douglasville Police Department officers were conducting a driver's license and safety checkpoint on Chapel Hill Road around 2 a.m. when a vehicle tried to avoid the checkpoint. They began pursuing the vehicle, which then stopped, and the male driver exited and ran away. Police requested assistance from the Austell Police Department's canine unit during the search. The man was found, and an Austell officer exchanged fire with the suspect. Canine Jerry Lee was struck once in his front left leg. The man, who has not been identified, was taken to Wellstar Douglas Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. And now community reporter J.P. Edwards is our man on the street, courtesy of Adventure Outdoors, and he's talking movies.
Lila, the Oscars are this weekend. Tell me your favorite movie quote.
You complete me.
You complete me.
Chris, the Oscars are this weekend. I want to know your favorite movie quote.
Gunga la Gungala.
He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter. Into a 10,000-foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. You know what the llama says? Gunga galunga.
Brooke, the Oscars are this weekend. Tell me your favorite movie quote.
From You've Got Mail. If I had your address, I'd send you a bouquet of sharpened pencils.
Don't you love New York in the fall? Makes me want to buy school supplies. Hey. I would send you a bouquet of newly sharpened pencils if I knew your name and address.
Iris, the Oscars are this weekend. I want to know your favorite movie quote.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are these words that you live by?
Yes.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Haley, the Oscars are this weekend. Tell me your favorite movie quote.
Okay, I'm a big Marvel fan, so in Endgame, when Tony took the stones and said, I am Iron Man, was probably like one of my favorite parts.
I am inevitable.
And I am Iron Man.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need, from first-time gun owner courses courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.